Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to the Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha, ha. The Video Game Review. Yeah. The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha. The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right. Thank you so much. And welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I'm your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from, well, my home, normally the downtown San Francisco studios of the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. But I don't know, since March, I've been doing it from my house over on the Oakland side of the bay. What's going on with y'all when it comes to video games? This show I've been doing a long, long time, and I'm a gamer like you. So I lift up a console, or I'll pull out a memory card or a graphics card. I don't know what's going on in that circuitry in that motherboard, but I do know what I like and I don't like. I judge video games on one criterion, and that is it fun? Couldn't care less about stuff that gets hyped up and voice acting and pixelation and frames per second. That's all nice if it's a good game. But what's up with you? I want to hear from you, my unpaid correspondents out there, lower in Kintig, Canada, Mexico, Alaska, Hawaii. Remember, we are on the American Forces Radio Network as well. That's 500 outlets in 177 countries, ships at sea. Are you on a carrier right now, flight deck, hangar deck, hopefully not the brig. If you're in the armed services, though, I'm on your side. You're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. Keep up the good work. We are also on the Dan Patrick channel on Sirius XM. Great to be on Sirius, as I was when it first got started. Cool to be back once again. Also on your TV sets, if you have cable, we're on CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2 on your cable provider. We stream through a couple of websites, our own, sportsbyline.com. And by the way, any questions, comments, or concerns, and to win the video game I'll be giving out a little bit later, just send your emails to rick@sportsbyline.com for that. We also stream through SB Nation's website, SBNationLive.com. You can go there as well. And in some apropos applications, the TuneIn Radio app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, Twitch we did if I was in the studio, but as I said, over here hiding in my cardboard box under the bark tracks in Oakland. So we're going to give away a brand new game. I got an interview with somebody on the inside, very fascinating. I'll let you know what's new this week. And your calls at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Between jobs, retiring, or just need health or life insurance, please visit myhealth-quotes.com or call 833-687-5261. Before you try to get a quote online, call us. We will provide you with the information most sites will not. We teach you exactly what life or health insurance plan you qualify for, how to use your plan, and maximize your benefits. We provide you with the information to make a knowledge-based decision to ensure selecting the right plan. myhealth-quotes.com to schedule an appointment.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amount you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to brightsidetaxrelief.com now.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. It's the Video Game Review, and it's nice to have you with us. Going to be giving away a brand new game in the next segment. Got a guest coming up at 40 after the hour. Add or subtract time accordingly. Also let you know what's new on the shelves. Start off the hour, as always, by saying and asking you, what have you been playing this weekend? What's been captivating you? Have you been captivated? Probably so by something, or maybe you're a free agent. Maybe you're looking for something to bring home the bacon, more or less. June was a huge month for video game spending, as you might imagine. And according to Matt Piscatala, a video game industry analyst with NPD, he said that spending across software, hardware, and accessories and game card sales in June reached $1.2 billion. So how much of that is an increase? If you look back to last June, it's a 26% increase from 1 year to the next. And why? Well, I think we know why. We're at home a lot more for various reasons. So first and foremost, because of a global pandemic. But if you look at accessory and card game sales, that hit a record $417 million for June. If you look at the software sales for the month, they're up 49% compared to last June. So therein lies most of the growth, $570 million. Like, if you look at The Last of Us Part 3, it didn't even launch until we were more than 2 weeks into June, and it was still the best-selling game for June. It's already the number three best-selling game for 2020. It was the second biggest launch for a Sony published game ever. The only one that was bigger was Marvel's Spider-Man. Other top games for the month: Call of Duty Modern Warfare at 2, Animal Crossing New Horizons at 3, Grand Theft Auto 5 at number 4. So you'd say, well, with that growth, how could it not be more? Well, the hardware sales in June declined 17%. And that's because getting a console obviously is expensive, and a lot of people are out of work. And plus, that means you got to leave the house and go get a console unless you got Amazon bringing it to you. So I can kind of see that one as well. But for those who are buying consoles, the Switch was the best-selling platform for hardware in June. So we're spending money like you would think we would, because we need our entertainment, y'all, and we need it right now. The big game last week, of course, now in your homes, is it, PS4 owners? Ghost of Tsushima, I should say. Ghost. I always want to say Tsushima, like I'm going to be getting some raw fish. Ghost of Tsushima. It's a open world, old school samurai type of game. It's set on the island of Tsushima in Japan during a Mongol invasion in the 1200s. Now, one of the cool things about it, you might have seen this online this week too, is they ask you if you want to see it in Kurosawa mode. And this is in relation to Akira Kurosawa of Yojimbo, Throne of Blood. And it's just a way of looking at it really in kind of a black and white filter. And Sucker Punch, which is the Washington-based game studio that made this, made a really beautiful game. And the gist of it, well, obviously you can say yet another over-the-shoulder game, a la Skyrim, a la Fallout. Those are Bethesda titles. But it begins with a battle. It's got a Mongol army storming the island. And you have a venerable Lord Shimura, which could be another little reference to Kurosawa, the movie maker, because of the actor Takashi Shimura. But anyway, they fight him on the beaches of Tsushima, and it's a huge bloodbath. You are the protagonist of Shimura's nephew, Jin Sakai. You're a noble samurai saved from the carnage by a local thief, and he rescues you. But this is, a lot of people said, Red Dead in feudal Japan. I could see a little Red Dead too, yeah, because you're on horseback most of the time. It is an open world to explore. There are a lot of side quests, a lot of collectibles. They call them, what do they call them, chapters instead of missions. But the combat kind of is more like Souls-like. The stance-switching swordplay of Neo. But in Neo, you're not going to, you know, in Neo, you kind of got bogged down by the obsessive collecting and replacing of different weapons. And this game also is not, at least from what I've seen, horribly difficult. I mean, you're going to die a lot as Jin, but there's a lot of saves, which is okay. You know, like when you're, like if I was playing Skyrim, I would find a castle full of necromancers and mages and. And I'd shoot an arrow at one, and then 900 of them charge up the hill at me. Ooh, I wish I had pressed save. Just make sure you... there are a lot of, you know, places where you can get a checkpoint, but just make sure you save a lot as well. So, and to tell you the truth, I was not a Red Dead 1 fan. I fell, and I always tell people don't fall for the hype. I'm guilty of it sometimes. I fell for the Red Dead 2 hype. I stood in line, paid my money, and yeah, it's not my kind of game. The combat, to me, is just beyond frustrating in a game like that. And I don't want to watch a movie. I don't want cutscenes. There are a lot of cutscenes in this game. The long ones are very good. Most of them are pretty short. But there's a lot of talk of Bushido, Samurai Code. There's a lot of talk of the natural world. And then you're going to get these, as I said, maybe you've seen some of these pictures online. But just riding through a field of flowers with the petals going up and the, you know, land of the rising sun and the sunset and all the colors. It's a beautiful, beautiful game. And this probably will spell the end of the PS4 only hit. You know, we were supposed to be getting a new console here right around Black Friday, right? PS5 and Xbox One Series X, which is a stupid name. They still have time to change it. But if you think about PS4 hits like Bloodborne and Uncharted 4, Horizon Zero Dawn, God of War, Spider-Man, Final Fantasy VII Remake, Tealou 2, there's a lot of them out there. There are. And there are some, you know, there are a lot of cross-platform games waiting in the wings as well. And sometimes when you have an exclusive too, it'll make its way the other way. I remember when I was playing Bioshock, the original, on the Xbox 360, and it's like, oh, too bad the PS3 can't get this. It made its way there more than ever. But this is the game right now that is, it's funny. I was talking to somebody about it. I'm like, are you going to get it? And he said, well, I got a lot of stuff I got to get done. In other words, I knew what he was talking about, and you probably do too, because what he was saying was that if I play this game, I'm not going to play anything else. I might not even do anything else. It's not saying my girlfriend's going to leave me. He wasn't saying that, but it was basically, this is a commitment. If you're going to play this game properly, this is one of these games you're just going to pick up and play. Ghost of Tsushima, PS4 exclusive. All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll give a game away, tell you what's new this week, other stuff, and your calls. Don't be shy. Before we get to our guest, who's going to talk about a really cool VR game, come on in at 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt, so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
The Video Game Review.
Well, hey, welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on AFN. I'm a fan of the troops. Thanks for tuning in. Dan Patrick Channel, SiriusXM. Blow your horn if you got the semi-tough out there. And it is time to give away a game. Normally we do it at 40 after, but I've got a guest coming up talking about a really cool VR game in which she is an actress. Hint, hint. Is it Gwyneth Paltrow? No, it's not Gwyneth Paltrow. But anyway, stick around. The game I have to give away, and here's how you win it. You just give me the answer in the form of an email to rick@sportsbyline.com, S-P-O-R-T-S-B-Y-L-I-N-E, rick@sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer gets it. I always say second because if it's first, people think, ah, I already lost it. And if I say 75th, you're like, ah, I'm never going to get it. So with second, people think, ah, I got a shot. Why not? rick@sportsbyline.com. The game is called The Immortal. And my question is this a game about maybe adventure, or is this a game about volleyball? Just let me know. This, if you've heard of The Immortal, this is one of these throwback nostalgic things. This was an EA game way before EA was what it is now, because this game was on the Genesis. This was a 16-bit game. You go, Rick, why are you giving out a game that came out in the spring of 1991? Well, I'll tell you why, because now it's on the Switch. But the thing that I love about, and this is a lot of throwbacks like this, but the thing I love about The Immortal is no one knows who developed it, which I still don't believe. I refuse to believe that no one knows who developed it. Because all you got to do is just look it up. But anyway, that's what EA says. They published it, and it's unknown. And let me just give you the quick blurb. In The Immortal, you're a young wizard on a quest to find your mentor who has disappeared suddenly. The best and, incidentally, most lethal place to look for him is the Labyrinth, where many men have entered but few have emerged. You'll face 8 levels of deadly action filled with 50 chambers of horror, danger, and deception in the form of traps, undead monsters, and other vile creatures. Sounds like boot camp. Engage in real-time combat as you fight to save your life so you may save your teacher, mentor, and most of all, friend. Aw. You're sure to die at least a few times. Look forward to that. The designers created more than 30 death animations, so learn from the past and try not to make the same mistake twice. In the world of Immortal, nobody is safe. Thum, thum, thum. All right. That we'll get to some of the new releases here in a second. Speaking of the PlayStation 5 and the expecting demand to soar through the roof, crushing early expectations of how many units the company is really going to need when it ships sometimes near the holiday season. It's on the mind of the company because Bloomberg, which of course likes to put their foot in the sporting world and the entertainment world, video game world, but Bloomberg reported this week that Sony has doubled its launch-ready production order of 5 million PS5s to now 10 million. Yes, even I could figure out that was double. It's a massive bump that, first of all, it's a combination of just straight up interest, because once we saw, look at that R2-D2 looking thing recently, and then the ongoing demand for stay at home -fun with the lingering coronavirus, and being that you know, we all thought, oh, we wore masks in March and April and May, and now it's June. Let's take them off. Woohoo! And now it's like, nope, better put them back on. Oops. So it looks like we're going to be staying at home a lot more. And it didn't go away magically. So huge interest, people staying at home, and they've doubled it. Now, Bloomberg said their sources were unnamed, and they said that there still may be some early snags in the logistics. Look, there's always going to be snags in logistics. I had a heck of a time getting my hands on a PS2. I had to buy it from someone who bought it. I had a heck of a time getting my hands on a Wii. I went to a Game Crazy, and there was one guy who didn't pick him up, and he said, if he's not here by closing, you can have it. And I stood there and waited like 45 minutes. Guy never showed up. When I got my PS4, like a dork, I put in my reservation too late. I mean, I put it in, but I wasn't going to get the first wave. And so I went down to a GameStop. The guy said, there's three people who didn't pick them up. If they don't pick them up, I'll sell them when I open tomorrow. I'll go, what time do you open? 10 a.m. I got there an hour before. There were already two other guys in line. Luckily, I was third. I got the last one. We've gone through these before. The PS5, I have already told Sony and GameStop, let me know the millisecond I can get on a waiting list, because I would rather not go through that again. And here's the thing. You know you're going to fork out $500. In a perfect world, it's going to be $400. Because I remember when I got the PS4 and I got Battlefield 4 to go with it, and then I had to get – this is the first time the PlayStation Network actually charged, like XBLA, and – I ended up paying $500. But you know what? It's worth every penny. The entertainment and joy and everything you get out of it. Competition. It's totally worth every penny. But it's still a kick in the crotch when you fork out $500 for a video game system. I always try to liken it like if you took all your best friends out to dinner for like a just an amazing dinner, you know, like 12 people, whatever, it's with all the booze and the tip, it's going to be $500, right? How often do you do that? Maybe never. Once a decade, once a year. This thing is the gift that's going to keep on giving to you. So they're going to double it up. Now, on the Xbox side of things, Microsoft is gearing up for the debut of the Xbox Series X, not with a focus on the console. From what we've seen, Microsoft's Aaron Greenberg says it's all about the software. And we will find out on the 23rd, because we are going to be getting a kickoff of the Xbox Game Showcase, 9 a.m. Pacific time. We'll talk about it next week, as I said, on the 23rd. And it's going to stream on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch. It's noon on the East Coast. And we will see Halo Infinite. We will see stuff like that. I know. It's pretty cool. 1-800-878-PLAY. By the way, Madden 21 is working furiously to remove the Redskins name. The thing is that they say, can you tell us the new name yet? Is it Red Tails? Is it Warriors? What is it? Red Hawks? Can you just tell us so we can throw it in? Here's the thing that they don't need to panic about. And yes, they'd like to have it in the box when it ships. But even if they don't have it, you got to remember that they can patch it. Remember when, what was it, Brett Favre, when he went to Vikings to Jets, was it? And I was like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? I go, first of all, you can make your own Brett Favre. But if you really want to have all the stats, just go ahead and we'll patch it up. And they did. And it was fine. All right. But yeah, they were making news saying, maybe just make sure we get that. Upcoming games. Let's take a look at what's new. Remember, there's always something new on the shelf or DLC, downloadable content, or they can bring it to your house, whatever. Into the Radius. This is a PC action adventure game. It is a VR game. Rock of Ages 3, Make and Break for Stadia, Switch, Xbox One, PS4. Who has a Stadia? I still haven't met anyone yet. Necro Barista. Let a dead guy get you your half-cap decaf with oat milk. That's an adventure and a visual novel for the PC. Can anyone say artsy fartsy? Rick, don't judge it. I'm not. Carry On. My wayward son, Mark Carry On. Now, this is Carry On, like what a bird will get. PC, Xbox One, Switch, an action game. Super Toy Cars 2. Not Cars, Toy Cars, PS4 racing game. Bounty Battle, a fighting game for the Switch and the PC as well. Crysis Remastered. Crysis was a very interesting, groundbreaking game when it made its debut. This is on the Switch now, and as I said, remastered. Paper Beast, a PC adventure game. Can anyone say Paper Mario ripoff? No, I don't know. We'll take a look at it. Why am I commenting on everyone? I don't know. Tannenberg. This is a shooter for PS4 and Xbox One. Tannenberg. What does that entail? Well, let me give you the blurb. Warfare on the border of the Russian Empire is a tense battle for survival. Can your squad weather the storm of battle? Tannenberg is the second entry in the World War I game series that started with FPS Verdun, expanding the focus to encompass the Eastern Front. Warfare between Russian Empire and the Central Powers offers a fresh experience for new and veteran players alike. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk to somebody who has a big part in a cool VR game. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you in a second.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Tired of the same old hat? CoverageGear.com is the top destination to find the hats and gear you need to represent your favorite pro teams and players. Head to CoverageGear.com with the promo code RADIO and grab a cap with the iconic jersey number of the all-time greats and current stars from the NBA, NFL, MLB, and more. These classic hats come in the font and style of the superstars' team. So with the number 30 from Golden State, number 2 from the Yankees, number 23 from the Bulls, or a number 12 from the Packers, CoverageGear.com will help you honor the legends of yesterday and today. Check out our collection of dad hats, trucker caps, beanies, stickers, and more. Use promo code RADIO and get 20% off. That's promo code RADIO. at CoverageGear.com. CoverageGear.com. We've got you covered.
The Video Game Review.
I'm Rick Tittle. Welcome back to the show, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. And it is our pleasure to welcome Australian singer, voiceover, star. She does everything, Chantel Berry. And she's here to talk about Marvel's Iron Man VR, which is a PS4 exclusive. And Chantel, we're both West Coast people. I'm from California, but you're from like the Perth area down under. Is that right?
That's right. As far, I feel like it's as far away from California as you could be. But yes, West Coast for sure.
But I understand we sort of have the same like Mediterranean climate. Like it doesn't snow or get too hot there, right?
It doesn't snow, but it certainly gets hot. It's very similar to being here in California, in Southern California, where sometimes it's just like a week straight of 100 degree temperature. It could
gotcha.
Be, yeah, but I don't mind it. I love the heat, so no complaints here.
Very well. So let's talk about your career. You started off as a young singer, and you sang with your sister, and you got a lot of fame on TV down there. Is that, do you sort of still regard yourself as first and foremost a singer?
I don't know, first and foremost. I think music's always been a part of me. My father was a musician, and then my sisters and I sang together, just like you said. And yeah, it's definitely my first love. It was how I got into the business. But being an actor on camera, voice, all of that, it's so much fun. Like, I really, really can't choose. And I feel like it in today's kind of climate, you don't have to. You can have a multifaceted career and do all things that you want.
Right, no doubt about it. But when you come to America, like it seems like all of our best actors in Hollywood now are from England or Ireland or Australia. When you came here, did they make you? Did they try to get you to speak as a Yank, or could you keep your Aussie accent?
Well, no. When I came here, because I moved here in 2002, you know, Aussies were doing well here, but not as, they hadn't really taken over, kind of how it is now on TV. But I was very, very specific about going into an audition room as an American. I didn't want anyone to listen for mistakes. And then if the role called for it, by the end, I would, you know, I'd say, hey, do you want my natural accent? And people would be like, what? What's that? What is that? And also, I think at the time, stereotypically, I don't look, you know, like Australian, like and Nicole Kidman, per se. I'm dark hair, dark skin, that kind of thing. So I think it really threw people. They were like, you're not Australian. What is that coming out of your mouth? But I hope people are more hip to the diversity that we have there now.
Yeah, well, you know what? To me, there are a lot of, you know, I love the Burmese Italian heritage. There are a lot of Asians in Melbourne. Like, to me, you look Australian, but you're right, maybe not Nicole Kidman. But, you know, Australia is such a diverse country. Let's talk a little bit more about this game, because I think a lot of people think about voiceover. They think about you walking into a dark room for 3 days with a script. This is anything but. This took over a year. This was motion captured. It was very physical. This was like doing a movie, wasn't it?
Yeah. In many ways, for sure. Being on the stage was probably the most exciting part of the game for me. I love the voiceover aspect, but that part is very much, you know, you go into the studio, you have the team there, and you know you're doing lines, but you're not doing it with another character. So it's that kind of process. It's almost very linear. But then you go to a mocap stage, and you know, you're with the rest of the cast, and you're rehearsing and blocking scenes and shooting them out like a movie, and it's really exciting. I mean, that's what I love. I thrive on that. It was an incredible experience. I'm hoping, I keep encouraging the team to come out with a game just for Ghost, because I think maybe we didn't see enough of her in Iron Man. Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. But yeah, it was a great experience. Well,
let's talk a little bit more about Ghost, because Ghost is a very dangerous enemy to Stark Industries. What's the game about?
Well, I don't want to, you know, spoil anything or too much, you know, for people who still haven't played yet. But it's basically Ghost is going up against Iron Man and using weapons, using his old weapons to do so. And she's a tech genius, so she controls them, she manipulates them as if they're an army. And then in addition to that, she's also intangible, and she, you know, she can't be caught. She's a really great adversary to Tony Stark or to Iron Man, I think, because they're both right in their own sense. So she's going after him because his old war weapons have hurt many, many people, including her, when she was younger, and so she's made it her life mission to really be a voice of the voiceless, a ghost, a voice that speaks for everyone who couldn't, that he hurt.
I love that, because sometimes an actor or actress will say, what's my motivation? You got the motivation on Ghost there.
Yeah. We worked on the game for almost 2 years, I want to say, so there was a lot. Every time I'd leave a session, a voiceover session, I had learned so much more about the story and my character.
Very cool. We're speaking with Chantal Berry, Australian actress and singer, about Iron Man VR on the PS4. You've done so many video games, and you've been a big hit. And of course, you know, as I said, not just the singer, but you do the rom-coms and all that as well. Can you get pigeonholed as kind of a video game person, or is that something you're like, no, that's great, and whenever there's a new video game, I do want that work? I guess it's just all part of being diverse, huh?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it's a bit of everything you just said. I think you can get pigeonholed for sure as a video game actor, as an on-camera actor, in just sitcoms or just drama. You know, I think there's so many boxes that Hollywood tends to throw people in. But that's okay, just because I am a video game actress. You know, one day I am, the next day I'm doing animation. And I understand how multifaceted my career is. So I don't mind being pigeonholed for the time being, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I know that when you were a kid, you had some bullying. And there were some, you know, racist kids down there as well. There are everywhere. And in these times of social justice, how are things going in Australia? Because I know Patty Mills, who plays for the San Antonio Spurs, he actually went to the same college as I did. But he announced today he's giving $1 million to Black Lives Matter Australia. But an Asian Australian, how was it for you as a kid, and how is it now?
It's a loaded question. How much time do we have? I'm based here in California. I'm not sure if you realize that, but I'm here in SoCal now. So I don't really know what it's like so much in Australia. I know it's it's more diverse. Both my older sister still lives there and my mum does. It's definitely more diverse. However, I think it's still, just like here, there's still a conversation that needs to be had, many conversations that need to be had, just to re-educate people on maybe on what racism actually means. You know, it's so easy. I don't know if you've ever had a conversation, someone's like, I mean, and I'm not racist, but, and then the next line that comes out of their mouth is racism. And I think what it is that people just don't understand, and that's not me excusing their behavior by any means, but these are things that within these first world countries, especially white first world countries like the United States, this conversation needs to be had over and over so that people understand just what racism is, so that we can all be accountable moving forward. And I think that's the most important thing. It's too easy to just be like, what? I'm not racist. What do you mean? That's not. No. You know, Asians are just bad drivers. It's just a fact. It's not racism. It's like, right. No. That's actually racism. You know, people just don't understand.
All right. As I said, that was kind of heavy. Let's end with a fun one here.
Sorry.
Well, let's end with a fun one. What was your, you have a minute to show somebody Marvel's Iron Man VR. What part of the game are you going to show them?
There's a pretty fun scene that happens between, I was just about to choose another one. Actually, I think I'd show them the scene where Ghost is locked up in the shields in the prison. And I don't know what to say, like, in terms of spoilers, but stuff happens and you get to see Ghost really kind of open up and be more human than Ghost, if that makes sense. And there's some really cool moments there, and you get to see my face on Ghost. And that, for me, that's just like, what? Creepy eyes, but the face is mine. So.
All right, we are with the lovely and talented actress and singer, VR. She does everything, Chantel Berry. Marvel's Iron Man VR. She plays Ghost. This is a PS4 exclusive, and it is out now. Make sure to pick up that virtual reality hit. Chantel, great having you on the show, and hopefully we get to catch up again sometime.
I would love that. Thank you so much for your time. Have a good one.
All right, good stuff. I'm Rick Tittle, and we will come right back with Sports Byline.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free, guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that. A little Super Turkin back in the SNES days. Rick Tittle with you, the Video Game Review, getting you back to your sports talk here in a matter of seconds. End of the show, though. Cheat code requests, send them in, Rick at sportsbyline.com. This one here comes from Leonard. Leonard writes in from Modesto, California. Rick, do you remember King Kong on the 360? I was told it had cheats. I put them in, and they don't work. An interesting thing. Leonard, thanks for the emails. By the way, Rick at sportsbyline.com. You have to first activate the cheats on that game. You have to hold LT, RB, RT, and LB. That's left trigger, right bumper, right trigger, left bumper. Then you have to press down up, YX, down down, YY. That's what you have to do first. Once again, I know this doesn't lend itself to radio, so you can email me, but first you have to go left trigger, right trigger, left bumper, then press down up, YX, down down, YY. At that point, if you put in KK999MUN, that'll give you 999 bullets. If you put in 8 Wonder, number 8, and then Wonder, you'll get into God mode, and who wouldn't want that? If you put in KK Capone, remember this is for King Kong, not Ku Klux. KK Capone, that will get you the machine gun. If you put in KK Sniper, that'll get you the, wait for it, sniper rifle. And then if you put in Lance 1NF, unlimited spears. All right. One other thing I want to get to before we talk again, we're going to have Major League Baseball starting up. And if you hear crowd noise, it's going to be coming from the baseball's official video game, which, of course, is MLB The Show, Sony exclusive, made by San Diego Studios. Every ballpark, now they don't have to use them, but every ballpark have been given 75 different sound effects and reactions. Cheering, booing. I don't know if there's a Bronx cheer, maybe in the Bronx at Yankee Stadium. But that's going to be coming from a video game. Why? Because video games rule the world. I'm Rick Tittle. Thanks for tuning in. We will see you next week. Coming up next, Sports Talk.